Tuesday, April 17th. Dear Nikki, great news! I've finally found the perfect school. All I have to do now is convince my parents to let me transfer. I can't believe this could actually be my very last week at this cruddy school. Yay, me! Northampton Hills International Academy is one of the most prestigious private schools in the nation. And it's only 27 minutes from my house, or 10 minutes, if Daddy lets me fly by private helicopter. Instead of sweaty, smelly sports like football and basketball, it has very classy ones, like sailing, horseback riding, fencing, and polo. And most of the students travel abroad every year. Please don't be jealous, but I'll probably be spending the summer in Paris. Yay me! And since I'm going to have lots of cool new friends, I can't wait to throw a big birthday bash at the country club and invite them all. Thank goodness you won't be around to sabotage my party like last time. I was the first person ever at school to invite a sewer mutant like you to a party. And how did you repay my generosity? I can almost forgive you for scarfing down all the hors d'oeuvres like a starving barnyard animal. I know you love wingdings because they fill that empty void in your miserable little life. But the coup de grace was that stunt you pulled with the chocolate fountain. I know there was a nasty rumor going around at school that my ex-BFF, Jessica, purposely knocked your plate of fruit into the chocolate fountain and splashed chocolate all over your new party dress just to be mean. But that is so not true. Jessica went so far as to pinky swear that she saw your dress get splattered while you were secretly dumping trash into the fountain to sabotage it so it would malfunction. Why? Because you were insanely jealous that I looked way cuter in my Dior dress than you did in that recycled dish rag you were wearing. But Nikki, how could you be so cruel as to drench me with chocolate at the moment I was taking my picture for the society page? I had so much chocolate on me that I felt like a Godiva truffle with legs. Then everyone started laughing at me and taking pics with their cell phones. It was horrible. For once, I was almost as unpopular as you. I was so furious, I wanted to scream! You were lucky you left my party when you did. Otherwise, you would have experienced what death by chocolate really means. Now, can I ask you a personal question about something you wrote in your diary? Why on earth would you write your username and password in your diary? Do you realize that some very emotionally disturbed individual could steal your diary, read it, and see this highly confidential information just sitting right there on the page? And if the person is really cray-cray, she could break into the Miss Know-It-All advice column that you secretly write for the school newspaper, according to your diary. She could wreak total havoc on the entire student body. With just a few clicks, the entire world as you know it could be completely destroyed. Then you'd get blamed for cyberbullying, kicked out of school, and... Wait, 1 minute. No, this can't be true. You're the real Miss Know-It-All? And this is your real password? OMG, I can't even. Anyway, you should be thankful I warned you that some psychopath could steal your username and password, break into your Miss Know-It-All website, and wreak havoc on the entire student body. You're very lucky that I, Mackenzie Hollister, stumbled across your information and not some deranged, vindictive, diary-snatching drama queen. Toodles, Mackenzie.